Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I'm Kimberly Cummins, a research student in the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. For decades, the Caribbean has grappled with the question of how best to translate the ideal of regional unity into practical cooperation. From CARICOM or CARIFESTA to the free movement of people and today's continued efforts towards deeper economic integration. Yet more than 70 years ago, before these institutions and initiatives existed, the West Indies Federation was touted as the boldest expression of that shared Caribbean aspiration. On this day, September 4, 1952, the Barbados Advocate sought to gauge Barbadian sentiment on the proposed federation through a survey of what it described as a cross-section of the public. This included a politician, a druggist, a civil servant, and a seaman. The politician, who was not named, opined that political federation should not take place at that stage, and instead favored a gradual approach with regional advancement proceeding by clearly defined stages. As an example, he suggested that a unified currency for the entire federal area should first be established, together with a customs union. These, he maintained, would provide a sound economic foundation upon which federation could eventually be built. He said it was only by such practical measures that the territories could acquire the experience and machinery necessary to make a political union effective. On the contrary, the druggist believed federation should be immediate, with the necessary economic and administrative machinery being developed thereafter. In his opinion, one of the first duties of a federal government should be the establishment of a board for regional industrial planning, which would examine the production of the territories and determine how best the industries of one area might be made complementary to those of another. The civil servant was less enthusiastic about an early political union and more concerned about ensuring that those entrusted with its direction possessed the necessary qualities and experience, even suggesting the danger that representation under a federal system might not prove representative in the fullest sense, since there was the possibility that certain leaders might not have acquired sufficient political experience to undertake the responsibilities of government at the federal level. The seamen looked upon federation principally from the standpoint of increased movement and commerce among the islands. He wanted some form of a regional shipping enterprise established, possibly with a subsidy from the federal government. Such an undertaking, he suggested, would not only ensure a satisfactory standard of inter-island trade, but would also provide a measure of employment for seamen and others whose livelihoods depended upon the maritime industry. About 6 years later, on January 3, 1958, the West Indies Federation came into being, made up of 10 British Caribbean territories, Barbados, Jamaica, Trinidad and Tobago, Antigua, Dominica, Grenada, St. Kitts, Nevis, Anguilla, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Montserrat. Its first and only Prime Minister was Sir Grantley Adams. From the outset, the Federation encountered difficulties. For example, differences arose over finance, representation, and the extent to which the individual islands should surrender authority to the federal government. The difficulties became so acute in Jamaica that in 1961, after a referendum, the electorate voted to withdraw its membership. In the end, Trinidad and Tobago's Prime Minister Eric Williams' famous warning that 1 from 10 leaves 0 proved to be a prophetic assessment of the Federation's prospects, because soon after, the Twin Island also chose to leave and the West Indies Federation ultimately collapsed. It was formally dissolved on May 31, 1962. But a decade before, Barbadians voiced their concerns regarding the conditions that should precede such a union for it to be successful. A debate captured in the Barbados Advocate on this day, September 4th, 1952.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.